Good morning, Kuching, and welcome back to our show. I'm Alex.
I'm Dennis.
And hopefully we would be able to entertain you this fine morning.
Yeah. Alright, so first of all, thank you for listening the previous podcast. So basically we'll have quite a good hit lah for you guys. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you all very much. And we are current now on iTunes. That's the latest, you know, improvement we've had. Okay, you can go to your iPod or iPhones, go to iTunes, under the podcast, do a search on Hollandia, and you see us there.
Yes, basically you just can go there lah, download lah, anything you like. And it is free. Yes.
Yes,
it's good thing it is free. Yeah, so something different for this time lah. Actually, we're actually coming out for something, some like song request. So if you guys do have some song request and you want to dedicate maybe to your parents, to your friends, or maybe to the someone you like, you can just give us a message through email. And Alex, what's the email again?
Our email is at HollandTV, that is HOLANTV@gmail.com.
Yeah, just can send us a message through the email lah. So please don't spam us lah. Don't send anything that spam out our email lah.
Yeah, that's not good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, or if you want us to, you know, give your friends a prank call just to disturb them, or, you know, just wish them happy birthday, or, you know, ask us to propose to them if you want to, you know, propose to your fiance or anything, just send us an email, give me their phone number, and we'll call them for you.
Yeah. So just give us a call, just give you a message first, and let's see what we're going to do with it.
And we'll do it the Holland way, alright?
Yes.
Okay, this morning, alright, because I feel that, you know, we have been playing, I think, too many love songs lately.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Dennis, I've loved this song, you know, ever since I heard it, okay? Mm. It's Walking in Memphis. Have you heard of it before?
Yeah, you actually introduced me like last few days. Found out it's good.
Yeah, it's actually a good song from Mark Korn, actually. Yeah. Right, and the version is Lone Star, but unfortunately, they don't have a Kuching version.
Oh, that's bad. And?
That's bad, right?
Yeah.
But don't worry, because this is the Good Morning Kuching Show with Hollandia and Dennis. Alright, I came up with a Kuching version. So here is the Kuching version. So sit back and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes. Alright, let's play it.
Drove to the petrol station just to purchase some fuel. Didn't know that the price went up the day, plus I did not bring any cash too. I paid using my credit card, unfortunately it didn't went through. When I drove out the station, then my car just would not move. So I'm walking in Kuching. I'm walking cause I forgot to pay my bill. Walking in Kuching, do you know how hard it really feels? Then I got quite hungry, cause I didn't have any food. The only kopitiam around that area is only open in the afternoon. So I tried to look a little bit further, with only 5 ringgit in my hand. I got really, really desperate till I couldn't even stand. I ended up eating sand. I'm walking in Kuching, looking for a bowl of kolomi. Walking in Kuching, that's the only food I love to eat. We have Soviet open air, Blachan Bihun at Pitana. My good friend that sells beef martaba is only at expert food court.
that's too far for me to walk, actually. I'm heading now to Maybank to withdraw from the ATM. Then I called up with my PIN number. My card was eaten in the end. I went to customer service and I gave them my IC. She asked, what do you want me to do with it? I said, I really need some money. I'm walking in Gucci with some money, hoping to buy some food. Walking in Gucci, maybe I should get some happy meal. Now I'm driving in Gucci, heading to the stars in the flex of my car. I'm driving in Gucci, I almost hit the aluminium bar. Now I'm walking in Gucci, walking to my shop and main bazaar. I'm walking in Gucci. Hope you like my story so far.
And that was Walking in Kuching, alright?
Yeah. So you actually did a lot, oh, by walking in Kuching, so what? That's good.
Yeah, just basically just, you know, experience and all that. So basically, yeah, what you can see more in Kuching actually. So yeah, that one I came up yesterday actually. So yeah. Okay, on to local news. All right. Okay, Dennis, have you been to the Chinese Museum or not?
Yeah, I've been there like since, I'm not sure, 10 years ago.
Okay, 10 years ago. All right. So you should go back now if you have the time. Okay. They just completed renovation just, I think, two weeks ago.
Okay.
All right. It's really wicked and awesome inside now, in there.
Oh, so you've been there?
Yeah, I've been there already. Okay. They are open from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
So, yeah, you should see now it's more, there's a lot of multimedia inside there. So, it's really worth going there and, you know, have a look inside.
Oh, say. Okay. I think all those, especially citizen or people in Kuching, should pay a visit there lah. At least we know what is going on for the, and then what has happened back in history.
Yeah.
And don't just like me lah, I've been there like 10 years ago and I got no nothing. Basically just lepak there lah.
Yeah, and the aircon is super cool now.
Whoa.
It's a mini theater as well.
Yeah, so. Yeah, good lah. Good thing. This very good thing. So maybe in the afternoon you can just go there and like catch snack.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of catching snake, alright?
Mm.
So yeah. You know, we've got an email asking us, you know, because of the last podcast, we talked about catching snake, right?
Yes.
Okay, someone is emailed us and asking, how do we tangkap ula efficiently?
Oh, this question. Basically, tangkap ula, right? It's a very professional ethics.
Yes, and the best part is you have to do it without getting caught.
Yes. Basically, getting caught by any of your superior lah. So you have to know lah. So Alex, do you have any steps or any way to catch snake efficiency? Effectively.
Okay. Alright. Okay. One way of tangkap ula, right, is you guys download this podcast and listen to it.
Yeah. That's okay. Good.
Yeah, so actually if you don't play it on your speaker, you put it at your, you know, you use your ear plugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you can download it to your phone, right? Or just transfer it to your phone and play it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then while you're listening to it, make sure you look busy and pretending as if you're doing something.
Yeah. Then you can try to like mumbling through your headphone or your headset or your Bluetooth, anything lah. So let your boss assume that you are talking with your clients.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, just like me right now.
Yeah.
All right.
You're working, huh?
Yeah, I'm working now. No, I know working. I actually like taking break effectively.
Yeah, in other words, tangkap ula lah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't like that lah.
And the step two of not getting tangkap ulat effectively is by not getting yourself caught.
Yes, this is very okay. Yeah. So this is very tricky lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you do get yourself caught, okay. All right. Let's say you were in a coffee shop and all that, right? Okay. So you just tell them. You tell your boss. You're saying, okay, I'm meeting a client.
Yes. It's a need. Okay.
Yes.
Basically, you need some reason.
Yes, these are the first few reasons we're going to share to you. Yeah. Okay, then the second one is, all right, you just let your boss know your car broke down and then you're waiting for the mechanic to come.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, people out there, do they use this kind of reason before? I bet basically, yeah, you have to use. All
right,
yeah.
Okay, reason number three, okay. This is going to sound weird, but you can just tell your boss directly, look him in the eyes and say, I thought you asked me to come here. That's why I'm waiting for you.
And then you have to like pretend some innocent face. Lah. So yes. Asking your boss, hey, I thought you asked me to come here and meet me. But when actually went there for you and you're not coming, so I have to rush back to that place, rush back to office again for you.
Yeah, you can do that, you say like that.
Yeah. So basically, in the while you're waiting for him, you actually took a bowl of colomi, a cup of coffee, and you read through the whole newspaper.
While waiting, that is, you just let him know it's productivity because you know you're multitasking now.
Yes. So, any other suggestion?
Okay, if the worst case scenario is you just let your boss know, you know, I submitted, I just came from the doctor and I was not feeling well. So yeah, here you say, I already submitted the MC to your HR. Mm. Okay, after that, okay, you say you want to go home, but actually you quickly rush to back to your office and then if your boss see you there, what is happening? You say, it wasn't me, I was here all the time.
Yeah. So, or you can just pretend like me right now. I'm sick, boss.
But because I love this company, I have to
work. I worked very hard yesterday, man. I worked overtime on Sunday, and now I'm coming in Monday. So, like, I fall in sick already. Yeah.
Okay. Another best part is, all right, this is, you know, good reason is when you want to catch snake somewhere near your office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alright, you know they always say the safest place is always the dangerous place to be in.
Yeah, and there's a very famous quote from Chinese lah.
Oh, can you do it in what's the
Chinese lah? Chinese lah. 最危险的地方就是最安全的地方. Yeah. Not bad, right. My Chinese.
So yeah. Oh, say banana.
Boleh tahan lah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm banana, so I didn't know what how to.
So how in?
Do quotes.
But basically, people in Kuching they speak in Hokkien way. Like, are you trying to translate in Hokkien?
Hokkien.
Yeah. Any idea?
Man, I can't do it.
Let me think. Dangerous is Wihyam.
Wihyam.
And safer is how to say safer? I'm not sure lah. Xiang un. Yeah. So xiang wei xiang wei wei, just xiang un wei. Supposed to be. I'm not sure. Let the audience submit the best.
Yeah, comments.
The best. Yeah, translation to us. Okay.
Okay. We have another 101 reason how you know to tangkap ula effectively, but we cannot tell you.
Yeah. Of course lah. Just. We cannot give too much idea lah, because we have to use it ourselves also lah.
Yeah.
Because, well, some boss do actually listen to our podcast. And if they find out, sorry lah, friend, I really feel sad for you because your boss already know how to catch you snack lah. So cannot. So we have to keep it for ourselves.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. On to emails.
Yeah.
All right.
So, basically, received quite a number of emails from friends, huh?
Yeah. Okay. One of them is, you want to answer this first or me answer this first?
Oh, what's the question?
Okay. How can I make money without working?
Okay. Basically, this one. Do you have any suggestion?
Okay, if anybody has an answer, I also do let me know, okay? But eventually, okay, if you want to make money without working, okay, it's, yeah, probably listen to this podcast.
Yeah, a good way, huh?
Yeah, and then, you know, Facebook, you know, they have these games, right? You know, they just have time passes by, they'll generate money and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can make those kind of money.
Yeah.
You don't have to work, you actually play.
Like, what's it called? Is it a Farmville?
What? Farmville? Because, so,
something like that. You can, like, you go and plant those veggie, those so-called veggie on your farm, lah, so then you sell it. Something like that, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, and yeah, a bit off of topic, lah. And last time I was so like a bit funny thing, lah. They post up to their friends who and tell, "Hey man, I lost my cow. Can you help me to find it back?"
Yeah, don't you just hate it when people do that?
Yeah. "Hey man, I don't take your cow, man. How I know where your cow go?" So you go basically you look it for yourself, lah. Yeah, something like that, lah. It's very funny. Yeah.
Okay. So
how do you make money without working? It's like, I'm not sure.
Okay, never mind. We'll leave that to the next episode of our podcast. Yeah. Probably I'll do Finance 101 with Hola.
Yes. Alright. So, any next?
Okay, next question is, alright, how do I pick up girls?
Pick up girls, as in?
You know, how cow lawyer.
Oh, cow lawyer. This is a very, it depends. Well, first of all, it depends on you. Because everyone got different style. Yeah, I cannot tell you my style. So I scared you copy my style.
Hey, come on, man. This is, you know, sharing.
Yeah, I guess. It's just a joking, man. Basically, how to pick up girl. Heck first, of course, you want to. You have to like get her out first, of course, and then bring her go dinner, and then bring him home. That's all.
Like that, lah.
There's a backseat one, lah. I mean,
boleh tahan eh, your method boleh tahan,
no lah. I'll watch it for movie.
Apa lah you? Okay. Yeah. Another way of picking up girls is get them to listen to us.
Hey, yes. Yeah. From the song requesting, from the
and if you want us, you want us to call her for you, we can, and then you know we just ask.
No worry lah, we can help you as long as you email to us. Yeah, we can help you out. No problem.
No problem.
I think no problem should be no problem. We can make a try lah.
Okay, next question. The girl I like don't like me.
Wow. This one, they have a lot of reason. Maybe like the girl you like, you just don't like your way, the way you are, or maybe you have to like start making over yourself. Is it?
Come on, like Bruno Mars, man, just the way you are, or maybe, maybe only from afar.
Yeah, like the, which one? The parody one? Or?
Yes, the parody one. It's only from afar. So
only from afar.
Anyway, don't worry. Okay, get them to listen to us again. We'll confirm that she'll like you.
Yes. Yeah. So you just, well, you for audience, you can secretly email us maybe your detail. So then we'll have to try to do something with her lah.
Yeah.
So see, let's see whether is she like you or not, or maybe let us do it for you. Yeah.
maybe we can come up with a song for you, you know, and impress her.
Yes.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Like walking and coaching, one good example.
Yeah. True. Any others?
Okay, alright, this one is a bit sad actually. Okay, the next question is, you know, I just broke up and you know, what should I do?
Well, first thing that you should not do is jumping off from a building.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Seriously.
Our hearts, you know, and you know, going into the family of who's the guy again?
Some guy lah. I think we don't. It's not convenient for us to tell. Well, so, I guess you can see from the newspaper this few days.
Yeah, okay, whatever you do, don't do that. It's not right, and you know, it's just wrong, okay?
Yeah, and you know that, man, we love you. We truly love you. So no point for you to end out your life like that. Yeah.
Come on, you should come and listen to us. If you want, just talk to us and you know we'll help you, okay?
Yeah. And right. Same thing, just give us an email or post the feedback comment on our podcast.
Yeah, and we'll help you out. We'll be happy to help you out, you know, just to, you know, sort out your problems, okay? You know, my heart got broken a few times and now I'm happily married.
Whoa, that's good.
See?
Is there any clapping effect on your side? You can just put that. Woo! So bad.
Wee 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 wee.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
So yeah, so there will be a solution for any kind of problems. So don't worry, Matt. Just give us an email.
Yeah, you know. So yeah, you just be patient, you know, okay? We love to hear from you, you know, if you have, you know, problems and all that, you know, okay, just talk to us. Okay, we're here for you guys. All right?
Yes. So?
Okay, I think we have one more time, you know, one question for this one, for this Q&A question.
Yeah.
Okay, why are you doing this in the first place?
Doing this, this refer to?
I think basically just asking why are we podcasting, doing, you know, this coaching show and all that.
Oh, I see. For us, why are we doing this? First of all, we do it for fun. we're just sharing our feeling to those people out there. So we just share anything, anything in comes in our mind. And then we do it because we care, we love you.
Okay, in other words, we are very wuliao. We have nothing else better to do.
Yeah. We make it professional way lah. We love our audience, we love our friends. Yeah, I mean, friends in real life and friends in Facebook and friends in
YouTube.
YouTube, anything lah.
Yo, we friend us, we friend you, man.
Yeah, you friend us. Yeah, same thing. You friend us, we friend you. You friend us in our podcast, we friend you in our podcast. Yeah, something like that lah. but
most importantly, okay, we're doing this is basically because, you know, we're two ordinary guys. We're not celebrities or whatever, okay?
So
if people like us can do it, we're sure people like you also can do it.
Yes, true. So how do you do it? So just give her an email, go and register Skype, we call you on Skype, we go and spice up your morning.
Yeah, if you're free time, sir, we normally do this around 9 o'clock, 9:30. That's all.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay. I think that's pretty much about. We have the time for question and answer already. Okay.
But Alex, I have a question for you.
Oh, okay, sure.
Before everything ended, do you have your?
All right.
You already had your breakfast.
I only had coffee this morning. That's all.
Oh, too bad. I don't have anything lah. Because after listening to your walking and coaching, oh man, I feel very hungry. Yeah.
Okay, man. Actually, so probably after this, you have to go get something.
Really. Yeah, have to. And then I see, but this is a bit out of topic lah. I actually feel hungry since last night because I saw my Facebook. Oh man, there's a guy. Yeah, there's a person that posts out a very delicious food. Oh man, I just can't. Whoa, I just cannot. Oh, tahan. Oh, later after this, I have to go. Rush down to the coffee shop. Yeah.
Take a picture and post it up on Facebook what you had this morning, alright?
Sure. So?
Alright, okay, we promised you to bring you another, you know, song of new original songs, alright? The next guy we're going to listen is from, actually also from Kuching as well.
Yeah.
Okay, he's currently in KL now, his name is Rining, and his song is called If Only You Knew.
Wow. Okay, just play it. Let's.
I've made a chance. since. You've held your hand too long in the sand. Won't you wake up today? I'm sure you'll find your way. You have nothing to say, and I won't ever say. We just need a little time. The clock works slow, this moment's mine, mine. If you only true, I was made for you. If you only knew, if you only knew, I'd be counting too with my smile and you.
It's a song for raining. Pretty cool song, huh? Alex, what do you think?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's interesting that, you know, a lot of people have talent, but just that they don't have the proper channel to, you know, push them out. But we thank God for YouTube, Facebook, you know, so at least they are known from there, lah.
Yeah, they're from Kuching also, right?
Yeah, this guy's from Kuching. Okay, and if you like to subscribe to him on YouTube, right? His account name is www.youtube.com/user/reening. That's R-E-E-N-I-N-G, and you'll be able to, you know, see him there already.
Yes, and go befriend with him as well. And don't forget the last week one, the Larry. So basically, our podcast, we just suggest two friends with for you. So basically, just go and be friends with him.
Okay, so basically, our time is up. We try to keep this short, about half an hour the most.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and you know, we hope that you okay. We'd like to thank you all once again for taking time to listen to us talk nonsense.
Yes. So thank you very much for your listening.
Yeah, and then do subscribe to us on iTunes. All right, I'll post up the link again one more time for you guys.
Yeah, so just subscribe it on iTunes. You can play it on your PC, your iPod, anything.
Yeah. So, and if you, let's say you're driving, you can actually, you know, download this whole episode, and you know, then you know, when you're driving home or you're going to work, okay, you can just play it just to really stress or you know, things like that lah.
Yeah, and don't forget, give us a feedback and give us an email for a kind of request. We will do it for you.
Yes, and it's for free.
Yeah, so for free.
Okay, so comments, leave a comment as our site or a Facebook page, or if you can want to drop us an email, it's at hollandtv@gmail.com.
Yes, so anything?
Okay, so that's pretty much it. Let's wrap up. So thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thank you all. And I have to go back to my cash next session again. Okay, see you next time.
Okay, see you next time. Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.